This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi. So we continue in Masechta Mayid Katan, Daf Chaf Amud Beis. So the Gemara just mentioned that the opinion that holds that for a Shmua Rechaika, you have to keep Shiva and Shloshim, that is a Das Yechida. That's a Yechida V'lo Yisrael and Kavaseh. Because Rabbi Akiva holds that, in fact, that for Shmua Rechaika, you only keep one day. However, the Chachamim disagree, but the Halacha is Kedivrei HaMeikel be'Avel. So the Gemara brought a story. Uchshemes, three lines in the bottom on Chaf Amud Aleph. Uchshemes benoi shel Rabbi Achia. When the son of Rabbi Achia passed away, Begoyla, in the Galus, Yashav alav Shiva Shleshim. He sat Shiva and Shleshim. In fact, the Gemara, Eini, it's not so. The Harav Bar Achua de Rabbi Achia. But Rav was the son of the brother Rabbi Achia. Dahava Bar Achte de Rabbi Achia. He was also the son of the sister Rabbi Achia. How is it possible that Rav was both the son of the brother and the son of the sister Rabbi Achia? Because basically, Rabbi Achia had a brother and sister who were not related to each other. We had the story on Tezayin Amud Beis on the top. Rabbi Achia had a half a brother and a half a sister, and the half brother and half the sister were not related, and they married, and they produced Rav. So Rav had basically a nephew, both from through his brother and through his sister. And Kisalik Lahasam, and when Rabbi Achia went there, when Rabbi Achia went to Eretz Yisrael, Amar Lei, so he says to his, Rashi says, Kisalak Rav Meiroi de Bavel, Eretz Yisrael, when Rav, not with Rabbi Achia, when Rav went from Babylon to Eretz Yisrael, where Rabbi Achia was, so again, Rav is the son of the brother and the son of the sister of Rabbi Achia, and when Rav visited Rabbi Achia in Bavel, so Rabbi Achia asked him the following, Amalei Abba Kayim, is your Tata alive? Meaning, is my brother alive? Amalei, so Rav said, Ima Kayemes, is my mother alive? Meaning, why are you asking me about my father? Why aren't you asking me about my mother? Rashi says, Belashon Sheila, it's a question. Kolomer, Sha'ata Shoyal, the Bach says, Ad Sha'ata Shoyal. Alavi, instead of asking about my father, Sha'al Alimi, Sha'afiya Chayischa. My mother is your... Why are you only asking about your my father? As if only my father is related to you and not my mother. My mother is your sister as well. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Chia asked, Ima Kayemis, is your mother alive? Amar Lei, why are you asking about my mother? What about my father? Amar Lei, Abba Kayem. So he basically didn't want to say that both of his parents had passed away. So he avoided each question. When he said, how's your father? He said, what about my mother? When he asked, how's your mother? He said, what about my father? Yeah, basically he didn't want to articulate that his parents had passed away. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Achia then said to his attendant, L'shamei, Amar Lei, L'shamei, he said to his attendant, Chaloitz li minali, remove my shoes. Because I have to sit Shiva, because my brother and sister passed away. And I have to sit Shiva, even though it's a Shmua Rechaika. But, V'hoylech acharai keilai lebeis hamerchatz. But follow my vessels, bring my clothing to the bathhouse. Meaning, follow me with my vessels to the bathhouse, because I'm going to take a bath. So he wanted to observe Avelos by removing his shoes. He had to show some sign of Avelos. Now, how is he going to show Avelos? By abstaining from marital relations? That's a Sheva Altasa. By not doing something, it's not Nikar that he's doing Avelos. He had to proactively remove his shoes to demonstrate a Maisa of Avelos. However, he says, I'm going to take a bath immediately after. Why? Because Avelos is over. So why didn't he? So okay, the Gemara is going to discuss. So the next sugya is going to discuss: do you tear for Shmua Rechaika? But if you hold that you do tear for Shmua Rechaika, I guess he could have tore for Shmua Rechaika. So he said, "Remove my shoes, but follow me to the Beis Hamechatz." Says the Gemara, Shema Mina Tlasim. Here we see three halachas. Shema Mina Avel Asr Benila Sasando. We see that an Avel is not to wear shoes, because he said, remove my shoes. Ushma Mina Shmua Rechaika Eino Nehegas Ele Yamecha. We see Shmua Rechaika only observes one day, because he said, I'm going to remove my shoes, but then I'm taking a bath right after. And we see Ushma Mina Mikta Sayom Kekulai. We see part of a day is like a full day, because right after he moved his shoes, he went to take a bath. So here's the Shaila. We just said that when the son of Reb Achia passed away, Bishmor Rechaika, he observed Shiva. And here we say that Reb Chia observed only one day. It's a stira between Reb Chia. So Gemara says, not a stira between Reb Chia. Reb Chia l'chud, Reb Achia l'chud. You have to be, they're two different people. There's Reb Chia and Reb Achia.
We also said there's a chilek between parents versus siblings.
So, both of, one second. So, yeah, but here it's not a parent, it's a so child, so you want to be, right?
So then that's why it's only a mechad,
meaning because a parent, maybe there's a tzad, it's 7 days, right? But that's not going to help us.
Right.
This was not a parent. And, meaning one case was a child, one case was a sibling, so, yeah? Okay. Now, what? It's interesting. I remember many, a long time ago, many moons ago, listened to Rav Victor Miller Shurim. So one of the questions they once asked was, why don't the Amoraim have Hebrew names? Like Rava, Abaye, kind of names. They have names like, you know, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. So I remember he answered, no, they all have Hebrew names. These were like nicknames. Rava is short for Abraham. Like he had a Hebrew name. For all the names of the Amoraim, he had a Hebrew name that, like, their name was short for. So it could be Achia, Achia. It's the same thing. They're nicknames anyway. I mean, what's Gemara's Havamina? Well, one is Reb Achia, one's Reb Chia. Anyway, by the way, there's another name Reb Chia had. The Gemara said on Tezayin Amid Beis that what was Reb Chia's nickname? Aya. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
The Gemara said,
the sharp one?
I'm like, Aye, you know?
Was the one like a bad name? Like a
Digger? Yeah, right. Rashi says, Kach Kinush Mash Reb Chia Lashon Genai. Okay. Weiter. Tani Rabbi Ada Dimin Kesari Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Ada from Kesari taught before Rabbi Yochanan. Shama Shmua Kroiva B'Shabbos. Let's say it's Saturday, and you heard about a report that's a Shmua Kroiva. Now, what's the definition of a Shmua Kroiva within 30 days? No, excuse me, we have to go back. Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Abin. Shama Shmua Kroiva B'Regel. You heard a recent report on Yom Tov. Let's say on the first day of Yom Tov, somebody heard a report that a relative passed away 24 days ago. So technically, it's a Shmua Kroiva, and you have to observe Shival Matzoya Rega. But by the time Yom Tov is over and you're able to observe, Nasas Rechaika became a long distance report. Oy lalai. Ve'eno noig eliyem echad. It counts! And you only observe one day. Meaning, the Yom Tov days count toward making it a Shmua Rechaika. Even though, you would say, why? Why would it be a Shmua Rechaika? At the end of the day, I heard it. The pain is very painful because I heard it within 30 days. No. But if Lamaisa, you cannot observe the Avelos until after 30 days, then it has a din of a Shmua Rechaika. You could ask, what do you mean? But I already started observing the Avelos earlier, because we know, according, there are Rishonim that say that if a person is an Avel on Yom Tov, even if the Shiva didn't kick in yet, it's Asar B'Tashma Shamita. That's not enough, apparently, to give it a din that the Avelos began, so therefore it would still have a status of Shmua Rechaika.
I mean, Stamas are allowed to tell a person on Yom Tov.
Are you allowed to tell a person on Yom Tov? I don't know. Did we have that there's an Isra to tell a person? You know, I don't think we had that you're not allowed to tell.
They have what Sarasi wouldn't tell somebody.
True. That's you don't paskin.
Right.
That's because it needs to have the status of Tzaras. You have to give it a formalized psak so you could refrain.
But even the whole Yom Tov, it's only lamater v'lay la'asar.
Right.
Because of Simchas Yom Tov.
So the question, I don't think we had that you wouldn't give a report. Okay. The Gemara says, what about Shabbos? Tani Rabbi Ada min Kesari commanded Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Ada from Kesari taught before Rabbi Yochanan. Shama Shmua Kroiva b'Shabbos. Let's say when Shabbos comes, you heard a report that's still within 30 days. But by the time Shabbos is over, Matzoi Shabbos, Nasis Rechoika. But by the time Matzoi Shabbos comes, it's already after 30 days. You only observe one day, because at the end of the day, the criteria of Shmua Rechoika, Shmua Kroiva, is not dependent on when you hear about it, it's dependent on when you start observing the halachas. Okay. Frak the Gemara, koireya, oyenoi koireya, tatir or not tatir, that's the question.
I guess nowadays it will be like
I would say
if someone got
was
in hospital, right? So
what?
I'm saying like, in old days, I mean, those days were like for traveling, like, so to...
At the end of the day, if when you start observing the Avelos, it's after 30 days, it's not so acute, it's not so...
No, I'm saying, like, application nowadays would be like if someone lost, like, close relative while he was in hospital, so family did not tell him wherever, or
yeah,
he
right.
was not in a condition to be told, and then he comes out in 2 weeks, 3 weeks... So he will be sitting separate shivas and his family.
Sure. Not only that, he won't even sit shivas at one day.
Even after 2 weeks?
No, not 2 weeks, but 30 days, yeah.
No, no, but after 2 weeks he will be sitting the full place shiva, even
sure.
though his family...
Yes. Sure,
shiva.
Yes.
Right, he'll sit for one day, no?
Yeah. No, not after 2 weeks, after 30 days.
Right.
Yeah, okay. So the Gemara has a shala, korea or inner korea. When you hear about a shmua rechoika, do you tear kriya or not? Rav Mani Amar Enoi Korea. Rav Mani says, no, you don't tear. If you don't observe Shiva, you don't tear. Rav Chanina Amar Korea. Rav Chanina says, you do. Amar Le Rav Mani said to Rav Chanina, Bishlam Ladidi, Bishlam according to me, the Amina, I say Enoi Korea, that you don't tear. Haino Dolai Ika Avelos Shiva. That is, because there is not Avelos the 7 days. I hold you don't tear, because if you're not keeping Shiva, why would you tear? Tearing is contingent on sitting Shiva. Ela the didach da'armed korea. But according to you that you say you tear, kriya b'loi Shiva mi ika, is there kriya without Shiva? One of the questions Rishonim ask is, of course there's kriya without Shiva. We know that for when the Nasi dies, or when your Rebbe dies, you tear kriya, even though you don't sit Shiva. I remember when our Rosh Hashiva died, when Rav Henoch died, Zechazal Lebracha, many of the Talmidim, many of the Rabbeim in the Yeshiva tore kriya. They got upset. He was the Rabbi Muvak, and they tore kriya. So there are instances where you tear kriya, even if you don't sit Shiva. But that's Rav Mani's kasha on Rabbi Chanina. How could you say you don't, that you tear, but you're not sitting Shiva for Shmur Rechaika? Says the Gemara, V'loi. It's not possible to tear kriya even though you're not sitting Shiva. But Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Isi Avua de Rab Zera. Isi, the father of Rab Zera. Va'amrila, and some say Achua de Rab Zera. Kameh de Rab Zera. Some say the brother of Rab Zera said before Rab Zera, Mi she'en lechalok lekraya. Let's say someone who doesn't have a garment to tear, doesn't have clothing, or he has a borrowed garment, he can't tear someone else's garment. Vinizdamin lebetok shiva, and in the middle of the shiva he gets a garment, koreya. He tears la'achar shiva, but if he gets a garment after shiva, enoi koreya. Ani Rav Zera Basreis. Rav Zera spoke up and he said, no, but medvam amrum, chamisha meisei mitzvah. When do we say that if you get a garment after shiva, you don't tear? That's by five of the meisei mitzvah. Who are they? Brother, sister, son, daughter, wife. Aval alav v'alimai koreya v'hoylech. But for a father and mother, if you get a garment after shiva, you tear. What do we see from here? We see not like Rav Mani. We see that you could tear without sitting shiva, because the shiva is already over. And if you get a garment, you tear it after shiva.
What do you mean if you get a garment?
Let's say, gotta get a garment. You know, there's a store. No. There's, let's say a guy doesn't have a shirt. So what's he wearing? He borrowed it, so he can't tear it. And then he got a garment after shiva. He tears it. So we see that you could rice kriya even if you're not observing shiva. So by the same token, by shmua rechaika, even though you're not observing shiva, you should still be able to tear. It's a kasha on Rav Mani, right? Rav Mani says you can't tear if you don't sit shiva. Here we see shiva is already observed, and you still tear. Yeah.
Okay.
Says the Gemara, Kitanya hi lechvayt aviv v'imai. Really, I'll tell you, if you don't observe Shiva, you can't tear. Tearing is only a minog of avelos. Tearing is only an expression of avelos. And if you're not sitting Shiva, you're not going to tear. So why would you tear in this case? It's just a token gesture to honor the father and mother. Keep it aviv. It's a gesture. Even after the Shiva. But for Shmua Rechaika, maybe, where you're not sitting Shiva, maybe you don't tear. By the way, meaning maybe you don't tear. And by the way, we paskin like that. That's what Rav Mani paskins in our Korea. But what about if it's a Shmua Rechaika for your parent?
It's a good gesture.
Then it's a gesture, exactly. Then we talk, then you do. Now I'll tell you an amazing Rambam for the next halacha. Stama yisoid in avelos. It's geshmak yisoid. It's brisker Torah. It goes like this. Pashup shat, the Torah says in Parshas Emor that even though a kohen is not a bimetame, but he can be metame to the seven close relatives. His father, his mother, his sister, his brother, his son, his daughter, and his wife. The Gemara is about to say, who are you misavil for? Who do you mourn for? Anyone that a koyin is allowed to be matame to, you mourn for. Okay? Pashupshat, a koyin is allowed to be matame to these relatives. Yeah? The Rambam learns that there's a mitzvah for the koyin to be matame. The Rambam learns the mitzvah of avelos is for the kohen to be mechalel his kahuna. Why? Because he's honoring the parents, he's honoring his brother and sister by demonstrating that they're more important than his kahuna. So it's a davka, a mitzvah. It's not a heter. It's a chiyuv to violate. It's not even pshat asei doi chalois asei. It's like a mitzvah that if you're medayik in the lashon of the Rambam, it's a mitzvah to be mechalel the kahuna. That's the kavod. The kavod of avelos is to be metame and to show the relative that you're more important than the sanctity of my kahuna. It's a very big chiddush. Not all the rishonim agreed to that. That's the way you're mesavel. Okay. Anyway, the Gemara says like this. Are the nafkamim is the halacha? I think so. I have to remember what the nafkamim is.
Graveside service, so there's no tumas ayel.
Right.
So there's not a halakha kahuna.
She means, should he dafka? Right.
Possibly,
yeah. I mean, should dafka be metame?
Because if it was in a funeral hall, it's metame to Thomas Oil, but if it's the graveside only, so he's good, right. Unless he actually physically stands.
Right, very good. Shkayach, very good. Okay, so the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, Kol Ha'amor B'Parshas Kayanim. Anything mentioned in the Parsha of the Kayanim, Shekoyin metamelhem, that a koyin is metametu, avel mesabelim, and avel is mesabel over. The Elohein, ishtoi, you have to help me out here. A wife, aviv v'imai, father and mother, achiv achoisai, brother and a sister, benoy ubitoi, son and daughter.
Why did a wife come first if aviv and imai are mochamar in avelis, we said yesterday?
Why?
Meaning, Aviv and Imai are worse.
I think.
They're
good.
More chamer, right?
Right, because what happened? Harai, you keep a whole year, right? However, because you keep a whole year, that's the proof, right? Hey, it's more chamer. But lemais, if you look in the pasuk says the wife first. Ki im l'sheiroi hakaroiv elav la'aviv ulimai la'achiv. Right. So in other words, first the pasuk says wife, and then a father and mother. Also, it's interesting. What is a wife called? It doesn't say a wife in the Pasuk B'chlal. It says, Ki im l'she'eroi hakar ve'lof, to your relative who's closest to you. So who's your relative that's closest to you? Wife. Even though a wife, you only keep shlishim. You don't keep a whole year. Okay. Right. But even so,
who's more karev than yourself? So ishtai kigufa. Here's another.
Right. Okay, then Hasifu Aleim, the rabbis added, Achiv va'achoisai your brother and your sister. That's a basula me'imai. Look at Rashi. Achiv me'imai shalai me'aviv. Dekram ash me'aviv shalai me'imai. The rabbis added a brother from your mother. And your sister, that's a basula from your mother. Va'achoysoi nesua, and your sister that's married. Bein me'aviv, bein me'imai. From your father and mother, if she's married, because the pasuk is only mashma that if it's a full sister, if she's a basula, and the rabbanon added that even if she's married, okay, fine. So it says the Gemara. The same way you are mesabel on these relatives, kach mesabel al shniim shalahem. You're mesabel on their relatives. On your brother's relative. What does that mean, your brother's relative? Let's see Rashi. Not only your father, but your father's father. You have to be misabel on a grandfather. Or not only your son, but your grandson. Or not only on your daughter, but your daughter's son. Or not only your sister, but your sister's son. That Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Amazing halacha. That not only you're misabel on the seven kroivim, you're misabel on the seven kroivim's kroivim.
Even if they're still alive.
Even if they're still alive. Especially if they're still alive. We'll see why. It's a big chiddush. And we'll see there are certain ramifications of this. Example, if somebody's grandparent passes away, there's avelus.
Is there some?
There's some. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Einoi misabel ela al ben benoi v'al avi aviv. Not stam on, like we mentioned, the son of your sister. Because that's sister's son. No, only straight up. Father's father, son's son. But not, only up or down, but not horizontally. Okay? Okay, good. So he buys that. Okay, that's the opinion of Shimon. I would say yes. Meaning, I would say just direct up or down, but not to the side. But Chachamim Omrim, listen to this, and this is how we paskin: Kol shemisabel olav misabel imai. Anyone who you mourn over them if they would die, you have to mourn with them when they're ba'avelos. Meaning, on a parent. The same way you would be misabel chas v'shalom over a parent, if the parent is sitting shiva, you have to be misabel with them. Which is exactly the same thing as Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says not only relative, but relative's relative. So the Gemara is going to ask, what's the difference between the Tanakam and Rabbi and the Chacham and the Chachamim? Says the Gemara, who's the Tanakam? Rabbi Akiva. Says the Gemara, Chachamim hainu Tanakama. What's the difference between Shniyim Shalahem and Kol Shemisabel Alav Misabel Imai? Says Gemara, when we say Misabel Imai, it means only in their presence, with them in the house. When you're with them, you have to mourn with them. But when you leave their presence, you don't have to mourn with them. That's the opinion of the Chachamim.
That's just out of respect.
Correct. Says Gemara, Ika Beinayu Imai Bavayis. The Nafkamina would be with them in the house. Kiha. Let's see Rashi, imay b'bayis, the Tanakama loy boy shehi aviv oy benoy imay b'bayis. According to Tanakama, even if your father or son are not with you in the house, v'yoy shev imay is sitting with you, you still have to mourn over the father's father or the son's son. And the Chachamim say, no, only when you're with your father do you need to mourn over his father. Only when you're with your son do you have to mourn over his son.
What does it mean more? Like, sit shiva with
them? Yeah.
Next to them?
Yeah, all the restrictions.
Yeah, but we don't hold like that, right? Just opinion. I mean,
no. No, we actually do, but...
I know I've seen that.
But, let's see, you want to bring a yardea? I think the Ramah says that if they're Meichel, then you don't have to. So nowadays, we assume they're Meichel.
Okay.
We assume they're Meichel. However, there... You want to bring a yardea? Yardea Simen Shin Ayin Dalad. Okay? Ki hada amar le Rav le Rav Chiya Bere, like Rav said to Rav Chiya's son. V'chein amar le Rav Huna le Rabba Bere. Be'apa, in your wife's presence, nahoy gavelusa, binoy gavelos, when her parent passes away. Beloy apa, if she's not around, loy tina gavelusa, do not be noyeg avelos. Shin ayin dalid sif vav. Thank you. Kol misha mesabel olav mesabel imoy. Vedavka boide befanav avashloy befanav ein tzach lino gavelos. By this doesn't apply to a wife. In other words, it applies to a father or a son that you're mesabel on their, when they're mesabel, but not to a wife except for a father-in-law and mother-in-law. Because you stam, you have to honor your father-in-law and mother-in-law. But not your wife's sisters and siblings. It says, Rama v'yesh oimrim to idna noyegin lahaka ba'avela zeh shal ha-mesablim imoy de'ein zeh l'mishim kovet ha-mesablim v'achshav nagu kulam limchal v'chein noyegin ho-idna shloy l'sabal klal im ha-mesablim v'chal ha-machmer v'zeh eino elemen ha-matmiyim. If you want to be machmer, it's a question. It's a strange thing to do. Umikal makam nagu shekol kroy ve'ameis hapsulum loy le'edas. Ah. But still we're machmer, that if you would be puzzled to testify about the person who died, which is true by a grandparent or a grandchild, marim k'tzas avelus ba'atzman kol shvo rishayna. You do show some avelus for the whole first week. Dahainu ad achar Shabbos harishayna. What do you do? She'einam roichatzen. You don't bathe. So if a grandparent passes away, you don't bathe until Shabbos. Ve'ein mishanim k'tzas b'gdem k'may b'shar Shabbos. You don't change your clothing like during a different week. That's what the Rama says. And this I think we do. Kasav Mari v'chaymizal, the Taz says, she'ein nechnasim l'suda, filo l'sudas mitzvah ad matzah Shabbos. You don't go to a wedding that week. If a parent is sitting Shiva, you don't attend the wedding that week. But again, that's the Rama. Okay, weiter. Now, Mar Ukva, shachav le bar chamua. Mar Ukva, the son of his father-in-law passed away. Who's that to him? His brother-in-law. Sever the meis v'alei shiva shloishim. He thought he's going to keep 7 and 30. After all, it's shniim, or it's kolam mesablim alav mesablim imai. Oh, Rav Huna l'gabei Rav Huna went up to him. Ashkecha, he found him. Amar lei, what are you being noig avelus for? Are you trying to get free food in the shiva house here? You know, in the shiva, where is the most food in the world? In the shiva house, right? People send over, you know, sushi, pizza. Yeah. So why are you sitting in shiva? He says, "You want food? Amar lei suda naisa basa mechal. You want the suda sa'avel? Loi amru l'chvayd ishtay. This din kol masam alav masam imay and shniim is only by father or child, not by a wife. The din by a wife loi amru l'chvayd ishtay. They only said to honor your wife elachamiv v'chamoisay, only your wife's father and mother, your father and mother-in-law, but not her siblings." And the Shulchan Aruch explains why. Because you are obligated to honor your father-in-law and mother-in-law. It's not the pshat you're obligated to honor your wife here. The wife is more lenient. In other words, you have more of an achrayus to honor your father or your son when it comes to avelos than to honor your wife. But it's a din you're mechuyv to honor your father-in-law and mother-in-law. The Tanya, and now we're going to prove that there's a difference between your wife's father and mother and your wife's brother. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa. Misha meis chomev aichamoisai. Someone whose father-in-law and mother-in-law passed away. Eino rashoi lochav asishta liyos koichelas v'liyos poikesas. You can't force your wife to put on eyeshadow or to put on R-O-G-U-E. What does that mean? Rouge. Lipstick. There you go.
I like red stuff.
Ella, kaifa mitasa, you turn over your bed, v'noigima avelos. She's ba'avelos, you should be ba'avelos. You turn over your bed. You can't force her to wear makeup because that's like bathing. You can't, you turn over your bed and you prav avelos with her. Likewise, her, if her father or mother-in-law passed away, she also cannot put on eyeshadow or rouge. She has to turn over her bemnoyhegasimayavelos. So from here we see that the man has to honor his wife by respecting the death of her of father and mother. But v'tanya idach, we learned in another brisa. Afa pisha amru enoi rashai lachaf es ishtoi lios koicheles lios poikeses. Even though they said you're not to force your wife to put on eyeshadow or rouge, be'emes amru. Now this is an expression in Shas. Be'emes amru in Shas means everybody agrees. Moizeges leisakois. That even though she's ba'avelos, she could dilute your drink. Umatzas le'mita, and she could make your bed. Umarchetzes le'panav yad rag, she could bathe. So it's a shaila here. It means we're not worried that they're going to come to Tashmish Amita. Meaning the restrictions of avelos do not apply. In other words, when your wife is sitting shiva for a relative,
you have to be noig hachakas, seemingly. Like these are examples of hachakas.
You don't have to be noig hachakas, but we're not worried you're going to come to Tashma Shamita. But it's tam, it's a stira. Because the first brisa says that when she's ba'avelos, you have to be noig with her. And here we see when one of them is ba'avelos, they don't have to be noyig. The other party doesn't have to be noyig avelos. Ela lav shmamina, it must be kan b'chame v'chameisai. If it's your father-in-law, mother-in-law, then you have to be noyig avelos. Kan b'shar koivim. And the second rice is talking about other relatives. By other relatives, you don't have to honor your wife by observing avelos for her other relative, shmamina. Tanya nami hachi, layamru l'chvayt ishtai ela chame v'chameis bovad. You only have to honor your wife by her father-in-law and mother-in-law. Okay, let's just finish up. Amemar shachav le barbare. Amemar's grandson passed away, the son of a son. Kara ilave, so he tore kriya. But then Amemar realized, I'm only doing it in honor of my son, but my son wasn't here. Asa bre, so his son came, kara ba'ape, he tore in his presence. But then he remembered he was sitting when he tore. You have to be standing when you tear. Idgar demiyushav. He remembered that he was sitting. Kara, so he took demiyushav kara. Come, he got up. Kara mum, and he tore standing. So Gemara says, Amar le Rav Ashi la meimar, Rav Ashi la meimar. Kriya demum menalan. How do you know you have to tear standing? Tchsev vayakom iyoy viyov got up vayikras meilai, and he tore his cloak. So he ended up a meimar tore three times. One time he tore, and then he realized it wasn't in his son's presence, so he tore again. Then he realized he was sitting, so he tore a third time. Mar Rabbi, we should only have Besuras Taivai. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.